in one of the most iconic lines of Hespedim in the last 100 years, that said repeated often, is from this week's Parsha. And unfortunately, we have to repeat it again, but maybe in a slightly or quite a different way. The Satmar Rebbe, Zichrona Levracha, in his Hesped for Rav Aaron Cutler, quoted the Rashi in this week's Parsha. And this has become very, very well known. That the Torah tells us that Aaron did Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, says Rashi, Melamed Shaloishina. That Aaron did exactly that which Moshe Rabbeinu had commanded. And for the Satmar Rebbe, this was a tremendous praise that was appropriate for Rav Aaron Cutler. And that was that Rav Aaron Cutler didn't change an iota from the ideals that he learnt and he had begun to teach in Europe when it was entirely decimated. And he said this in the early 1960s in Lakewood, when there were only a few Avrichim, and he said, Rav Aaron Cutler's work will be Matzliach because he didn't change anything. This week, in the first Hesped for Rav Gershon Edelstein Zatzal, Rav Kahaneman, the Nasi of Panovich, repeated that term. But here he used it in a different way. Milamed Shaloishina, he said, one of the greatest attributes of Rav Edelstein's Zecher Tzadik Levracha was that nothing fazed him. Shaloishina, that no matter what was going on around him, he was a Kayen Ba'avaydasai, he was someone who maintained his even keel. He maintained his avoda that began the first moment that the yeshiva of Panovich opened as a young teenager. And for the next 80 years, he must have gotten sick every once in a while, but he didn't miss a day. Starting from a young teenager, then a young kollel fellow, then a young rebbe, then a middle-aged rebbe, his days were exactly and consistent, and no matter what was going on around him. And those who know a little bit about yeshiva politics know that there were times that he was even attacked. Lo zaz. It didn't move him one way or another. He continued, Hakayim ba'avaydasai. My cousin Rav Chizki Kaner told me that Rav Edelstein was well known, Rav Beryl Pavarsky Shlita mentioned it in his Hesped, that he was the Baal Tokeya in Panovich. He had been, as a young bacher, the Baal Tokeya for the Chazon Ish Zatzal. And after the Chazon Ish passed away, eventually became the Baal Tokeya in Panovich. He had been blowing shofar for Panovich for over 70 years. They say he never got stuck. Never, ever, ever got stuck. Not once. Shaloishina. This is his avoda. This is the Ratzon Hashem. And he did it with absolute loishina. The exact way he was taught as a young man by the Chazon Ish to blow, to everything, to the iota. And I think the first lesson for us tonight, B'siyata D'Shmaya, from Rav Edelstein's lies, from this interpretation of Shaloshina, those who have a sense of humor, the postmodern definition of Shaloshina, that this definition of Loshina is something that could really, really be applied to us in our lives. Where Gershon Zatzal taught us is not everything do we have to react to, not everything do we have to be fazed by. If someone wrongs us, maza kashur elai, what does that have to do with me? If something goes a way that we hadn't expected it to go, that was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to go that way. And that shalvas hanefesh, that absolute calmness that Reb Gershon Zatzal represented, which ultimately that calmness led to a very, very deep and consistent Yiras Shamayim, is something that we could all take away from. That's lesson number one from Milamid Shloishina. Number two, I'm going to talk B'siyata D'Shmaya about three special attributes of Rav Gershon Zatzal. I must add that, of course, I was not zocha to know him. In fact, I never met him. I do love tzaddikim. I do love Talmidei Chacham, so I watched videos of him. And I did notice that my son, my young son, because he was in, when his Talmud Torah would take them to Rav Gershon Elishtein, my son, when he walked by, he has two pictures of him shaking his hand. Rav Gershon's demeanor and his position in his chair is exactly the same. And his tie is exactly the same. His demeanor, everything is exactly the same. Pshuto kimashmo. But I was never zochet to meet him. But nevertheless, of listening to my rabbeim, my friends, going to a levaya of an Adam Gadol and listening to Espedim, there's so much that you could learn. Another lesson that we alluded to, but let's flesh out a little bit more, relates to the famous introduction to Ein Yaakov, a Medrash Ne'elam. There is a supposed Medrash that no one has found, but it's the introduction of the Ein Yaakov that quotes three psukim about what is the most important pasuk in the Torah. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'Havta Re'acha Kamocha, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, and then Esakeves Echad Taseh V'Boikir Re'esakeves Hasheni Taseh Ber Arba'im. Pasuk that describes the Karban Tamid. And of course, the Medrash is saying something fascinating, that consistency in Avodas Hashem, day in and day out, might be the most important part of Avodas Hashem. And that was Rav Gershon. The same yeshiva, the same Beis Medrash for 80 years. A lot of things passed between when he started and 80 years later, but day in and day out. And it's not striking, or it wouldn't be surprising, but in itself a message, it's a striking, is Rav Gershon passed away at a little bit after 10 in the morning. At that time in the morning is the time that he would prepare his shiur. And he was preparing his shiur from the hospital bed. He was going to give his regular shiur, and then his heart stopped. And we have the paper of him preparing the shiur like he did every day for the previous 60 years. And that is a very powerful message to us. Rav Gershon Edelstein became great not because he was brilliant, not because he was unique. He became great because he was consistent. One of my friends, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may bring him a refuah shleima, Rav Shai Gerson, says so beautifully. He says, if you start something and you don't stop, you will finish. If you start two Mishnayos a day and you don't stop, even if you get stuck, it must have been a day he missed here and a day he missed there. But in general, the person keeps his eye on what is appropriate and he does it without any fanfare. After a long time, he could become great. He could become fantastic. He could become even unique. In fact, you know, if you take a look at the previous Gedolei Torah from Bnei Brak, who I was zocha to spend a little bit more time, I had some very special encounters with Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal and Rav Steinman Zatzal. Both of those individuals were individuals who were bolet. Their personalities and their prowess jumped out at you. Of course, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, there's a legend, and whether the legend is true or not, it's appropriate for him, is they once asked him, after Bar Ilan came out, they asked him how many times in the Torah it says Moshe. So he answered, and they said to him, Rebbe, you got one off. There's one more than you said, after he calculated. He said, no, the computer is wrong. He said, it's Miseh, not Moshe. He got the number right. The computer couldn't differentiate between the vowelization. So there are people like that, and I saw parts of that godless. And Many, 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 many saw that godless. But in some ways, Rav Gershon Edelstein's life is a message that is more relevant to us than that godless. A person who wasn't particularly known for being brilliant, but a person who became a gadol b'Torah because he worked hard. Now, of course, he was smart and intelligent and so on, v'chulei. But it was his consistency, and not consistency of pushing himself to the limit, but consistency of doing the same thing day in and day out. You know what, Rabosai? Here you go. Maybe I'll get in trouble with this, but I'll say it anyhow. And that is, if you learn 10 cycles in Ponovich, 10 cycles, which was basically, if I did a Arach, I think that's what Rav Gershon did. If you learn 10 cycles in Ponovich, you will be a massive Talmud Chacham if you do it consistently, day in and day out. It's as simple as that. I'm not promising you that you're going to be Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich, but I'm saying you could achieve greatness. You're already puzzled from where you came from. But at the end of the day, you could attain greatness. Now, whether that becomes famous or not is entirely irrelevant. What's relevant is that you could reach that darga. I was tongue-in-cheek about that last one. That's the second lesson. Number three, the third lesson from Gershon Zatzal's life. I mentioned Rav Steinman Zatzal. Rav Steinman, who was a previous manhig of a very significant part of the Torah world, Rav Steinman Zatzal was known, he was legendary for living in a world that was entirely devoid of any gashmias. Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita describes that when his father came to America, his father was very, very taken aback about the luxury in the Batei Midrashim. The luxury in the Batei Midrashim was that the benches had backs. When I learned in Tarvadas, they just changed one of the Batei Midrashim. I think it's now that most, even in Tarvadas, the boys can no longer keep up with this. But when I learned in Tarvadas, we didn't have chairs. We're benches, wooden benches. That's what we learned at. But in Europe, his father said he never saw a bench with a back to it. A boy never learned in yeshiva until 80, 90 years ago, leaning back. Never. It's a new phenomenon. I remember when I came to Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Kahn, I saw a chair that was like so luxurious. To learn in a base medrash with a chair was so luxurious. Rav Steinman Zatzal refused to sit in a chair that had a back. And I remember him in his 90s that he refused to sit in such a chair, so they propped a stool up so that he wouldn't fall backwards. It used to be a stool, a footstool that was sitting, but he would sit on his bed. He sat basically on his bed. He had a desk by his bed. And that was basically his whole house. And one of the tours of Rav Steinman's house was to see his refrigerator that was still from the 1940s. He still had a fridge from the 1940s. Everything in his house was the ultimate of what Rav Steinman said, the antithesis of maestres. Rav Steinman used to use that term. Maestres means anything that's extra in life. Anything that was extra in life. So Rav Steinman refused to have his walls painted. All of that to him was maestres. And he embodied to the world, the Torah world, the idea of someone living in a world that was entirely pashtus. Rav Edelstein Zatzal also lived a world of pashtus, but it was a different type of pashtus. It was a very different type of pashtus, and a pashtus that I want you to listen to, because I don't know if you and I could do what Rav Steinman did. But we could do a little bit of what Rav Edelstein did. Rav Edelstein, for 85 years, went to sleep at the exact same time the Rambam says you're supposed to go to sleep, ate exactly the way the Rambam said one is supposed to eat, and he maintained that regimen his entire life. Every day, connected to Esekaves Achad, but there's another part here of the lesson, and that is a lifestyle that lives in this world, eats normally, sleeps normally, but without anything but that which the goof needs. Everything aside from that was taiva, from Rav Gershon's perspective. In fact, it affected me personally. I used to enjoy Chalent on Thursday night. And then I once saw a give and take between Rav Steinman and somebody. Somebody was asking Rav Steinman, one of the rabbis was asking Rav Steinman, what are we supposed to do? The boys go out and they're eating Chalent on Thursday night till very, very late at night. And he said they're hanging out in places that might not be so good. Rav Steinman didn't let him finish the sentence because he heard Chalent. He said, Chalent on Thursday night? Why is a person eating Chalent on Thursday night? And when he asked that question, I said to myself, yeah, why? What Rav Edelstein's Atzal taught us was the idea to ask ourselves, what do we need and what do we really need and what don't we need? Not from the perspective of his great friend Rav Steinman's perspective, Moisris, all Gashmi is another extreme, but living life simply. Living life simply and consistently. He said so beautifully another time. He said so beautifully, and I have to put this on the record, Baruch Hashem, for most of the Talmidim here, it's not necessary to say, but it needs to be Mefursam in his name. He said, smoking starts with gaiva, and it ends with taiva. In other words, what Rav Edelstein brought to the world was this perspective of a person who works on himself day in and day out, gives his body what it needs, but at the same time does it in a way that's entirely measured, entirely consistent. That brings an individual to a place that really comes to becoming a Gadol HaTorah. And if you think about it, Rabos, here's the knetch for tonight. If you think about it, 2 and 3 bring you to 1. In other words, an individual who lives life entirely consistently and an individual who lives life that focuses on his ruach, and the guf is an important kli, but it's a kli to hold his ruach, and that ruach pounds and pounds and pounds until the heart beats, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's time to stop, and he's writing the shir at 10:30 in the morning, like he's done for 80 years, and now it's time to stop. V'zehu is the same personality in which Milamed Shaloi Shina, that nothing phases him. Because at the end of the day, if a person has worked on himself, that there isn't taiva, and if a person lives a life in which the guf is there to be meshamesh the ruach, and a person does it in a way that's consistent, that whatever that's going on around them, they're not fazed by. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we've learned 3 things from Rav Edelstein's Zatzal, from Rav Gershon's Zatzal. One is to ask ourselves, how much do we really need? Not the extreme of Maisris per se, but just ask ourselves, what do we really need? And hafuch, what the body needs, give it. What your lifestyle needs, give it. Sleep like you're supposed to sleep. Eat like you're supposed to sleep. Live like the Rambam. Everything in the world is supposed to be used, but it's there to be used. The body is there as a kli to hold one's neshama. And the Medrash Ein Yaakov tells us the most important step to Avodas Hashem is consistency. And the chalois is melamed shalei shina. The result is an individual who is so calm and so reflective to the point that, of course, the tkios aren't going to change. When he prepares at home for the tkios, it's going to be exactly the same thing. Rabbeinu Pavarsky's shlita said that he would stand next to him and he was so cute as a cucumber. He said, I was so nervous. I was the makri. I was just saying tkios shvarim to him. And Rav Gershon was... Because an individual has worked on those 2 things, then everything is just avodas Hashem. This is I'm an eved Hashem. Now, I'm not saying you have to be exactly that personality. Some of us, myself included, have a little bit more of a chassidish bent to avodas Hashem. But even if we do have a little bit more of a chassidish bent, at the end of the day, there's so much that we could learn from it. So much. I conclude with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov, Parshas Tolos. I'm indebted to Rav Lebarsky Shlita for pointing this Rabbi Yaakov out. Rabbi Yaakov points out that the Rambam and Chazal speak in tremendous detail and tremendous glory of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the chesed that he did, and the people that he brought back to Klal Yisrael, and the Midrashim and the Rambam speak about the emes of Yaakov Avinu, and how Yaakov Avinu, in his emes, in his razzle-dazzle emes, pursuit for emes, how many people he inspired. But the Teirak Deisha and the Rambam speak very little about Yitzchak. Because at the end of the day, Yitzchak didn't necessarily inspire so many. I thought to myself that all the trips of Bnei Brak, Rav Gershon Edelstein was to the world was not known until he was about 80 years old. Rav Chaim Zatzal, Rav Steinman Zatzal, similar to the Midah of Yitzchak, didn't necessarily attract a lot of fanfare. It's a fascinating observation by Rabbi Yaakov. He says, even the Rambam doesn't describe, because at the end of the day, he says, chesed, amazing chesed, and razzle-dazzle emes, those are the things that attract attention, and are mashpia letov on Klal Yisrael. But says Rabbi Yaakov concludes, but for the existence of Klal Yisrael, for the future of Klal Yisrael, for the identity of Klal Yisrael, what's most important is the Midah of Yitzchak, the Midah of Gevura. If we could take what Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said, the same applies in regards to the previous Gedolim. In other words, it could very well be that this midah, these midos, are the midos that are most relevant to us. Midos that include the ability to ask ourselves, do I have to be affected by every bit around me? Is everything that happens in the newspaper, I have to get so gehitzed, I have to get so heated up? Now, there are times where Gershon Edelstein came out, and he was very, very clear and unequivocal. But at the same time, it was done in a way in which he had thought out. And b'siyata d'shmaya, our consistency, and b'siyata d'shmaya, our relationship, what he represents is our relationship to the world as anshei ruach. B'siyata d'shmaya, if we continue growing in these ways, remember, this godless took 80 years to grow. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us even more than 80 years to be able to work on these midos. B'siyata d'shmaya, each one of us reached the godless that Rav Gershon lived. You know, we conclude the bracha of Ala Tzadikim in a fascinating way. V'sim chalkenu imahim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please put our lot in theirs. We daven for tzaddikim and chassidim, and we ask that we should be in their same lot. What that tefillah is that when we talk about Gedolei Torah, and we say the stories of Gedolei Torah, Rabbeinu Ginsburg said so beautifully, he said, the stories of Gedolei Torah aren't necessarily to tell us that we have to become this overnight. It's not easy to eat like the way the Rambam describes. It might be easy, a little bit easier to sleep. Although, you know what? Today with the screen time, it's almost impossible to do that either. So it's almost impossible to do all those things that Reb Gershon Zatzal did. But you know what we can do? You know what we can do? What we can do is ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sim chalkenu imahem. The stories of tzaddikim are a way in which they're a compass. They're a way in which we point ourselves in a certain direction. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, v'sim chalkenu imayim, and be mamshich the beautiful legacy of Rav Gershon Edelstein Zatzal.